The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and this is the prophetic voice of our time. Today, I will share with you to see the hand of God in our midst, to see things in the Spirit. Use your spiritual eyes so that you will take action and take part of this great move of God. It is time. This is a summon for the army of the Lord to get mobilized, armed, and ready for battle. No other result, no other alternative except complete victory. In Ephesians chapter 6, in which you are all familiar with this, I hope. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. I'm going to read from New King James Version. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. We do the right thing. We mingled our faith with action, we'll be able to overcome any challenges that is before us. Verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. How many? All of them. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. The Spirit of the Lord is reminding us today that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in the heavenly places. So for a moment, I would ask you to get rid of all your opinions, set them aside, wipe clean and break your political affiliation, set aside your issues and problems, and let us look together at the workings of our God all over the world, in which you and I are playing an important role. If we focus on Him, we'll be able to see the inner workings of God, His mercy towards you, towards me, His mercy to the body of Christ, and His mercy towards United States of America. God is truly faithful and merciful in spite of ourselves. You know, for the first time in my Christian life and being as a leader, this is the season or the time that I have seen so many, many prophecies being fulfilled. And they're being fulfilled in our lifetime. And many and much, much more will be established, will be fulfilled or manifest even this year. Glory to God. Buckle your seats. Our instructions are the same. To get engaged, because faith without works is dead, and faith worketh by love. Get engaged, take your post, always do the right thing, and believe and trust God. Focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. Do not get distracted by the negativity in the media. In every situation, do not speak or even entertain negative words. I released a prophecy this year and for the past several years, that God is positioning the nations of the world to their proper places. Remember, countries are nations. Same thing with the news media as one nation, the body of Christ as a holy nation, sector of societies, they are nations. So God is positioning all the countries in the world and all the nations in every sector of society. A second prophecy, that this year is a year of clarity and a season and a decade of acceleration, new beginnings. And the prophecy released in December 31st, 2015, during the prophetic gathering of the saints, that United States of America will experience a political revival and at the same time, the transfer of wealth and influence will manifest in the body of Christ to those that have been faithful and have been financing the gospel. Now it's manifesting, and manifestations continue even as you listen to this broadcast. Many, many major events and upheavals are taking place. Remember, God is still on the throne, and the gospel is always a gospel of good news. God chose President Trump to be the president to manifest the political revival in this country. Whether you like him or not, whether you voted for him or not, whether you have problem with his ways or his personality, it doesn't matter. He is God's chosen president. And for the first time, a businessman, a billionaire, and even a young Christian to be the president of this country and to bring about the political revival and much, much needed change in Washington, D.C. Whether President Trump was aware or not, in addition to his Making America Great Again, one of the centerpieces of his administration is the establishment of an unbreakable bond or alignment with the nation of Israel. They say it cannot be done, but he did. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem. People said it will be wars and chaos. It didn't happen. And of course, one of his promises is to put America first. And it's happening. Now, United States of America is the closest ally of Israel. And at the same time, the Jewish people and the Christians are so united. I never seen this. President Trump brought prayer back in the White House, brought a celebration of Christmas in the White House, and he got rid of all political correctness from his administration, and he never apologized for it, or he didn't even blink. So our prayers, which is love of God, love of country, and love of family, will return back in this country, and it's happening. Don't open your mouth and say something negative about what is going on. Don't give in to fear and do not focus on the negative things. See through your spiritual lenses the hand of God positioning this country, the body of Christ, and you to what he's doing. Do not continue to say negative things. Trust God on this. Knowing that God is in control and still seated on the throne. Speak faith words, because this is what some of those, especially the leaders, will be likened to what happened to Zacharias in Luke chapter 1, verse 13, in which the Lord shut his mouth to stop him from saying negative words and words of unbelief. This is in Luke chapter 1, starting with verse 13. But the angel of the Lord said to him, Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. What a wonderful, awesome prophecy! And it even comes with instruction. And what will manifest about their son? Verse 18. And Zacharias said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years." Did you see or hear what Zacharias did? Instead of jumping for joy of the word from the Lord, it is so amazing. He looked and focused at his situation of him being old and his wife. He looked at the situation based on the present condition and by his own understanding. Verse 19. And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not be able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my word, which will be fulfilled in their own time. Do not say any negative words of unbelief in your present situation, and cling to those prophecies concerning the plan of God towards United States of America. They're all good. So don't get engaged in negative conversations or arguments or even hatred. Or else you'll be likened unto Zacharias. It's either you will lose your influence or position in the kingdom of our God, and or you'll be silenced. Or both. God has determined that his plan concerning United States of America will start manifesting this year, this decade, as long as his people are united. Let us continue to see things in the spiritual realm on what God has already been done and continue to do through the Trump administration and his key people, that many are also Christians. Now, let's look back. The previous administration for 8 years, President Obama, attempted to fundamentally change America. Those are his words, not mine. One of his agenda is to transform United States of America to be likened that of Europe. Thank God it failed. Obama did not recognize nor acknowledge or value the unique calling of God for this country. Thank God he failed. Now the results. Under the present administration, United States of America withdrew from the Paris Accord, which could have brought hardship and a necessary burden amongst the American businesses and American people. And we always ended up paying majority of the cost anyway. Trump also walked away from the Iran nuclear deal, in which some politicians, even in this country and in Europe, were in cahoots with the previous administration in weakening the security of the nation of Israel as well as ours. And the result of all this chaos, The British government or United Kingdom voted to exit from the European nations. Why try to be like Europe? UK alone, as an example, used to be a world power and a Christian nation. And now, less than 10% of British citizens consider themselves Christian. Less than 10%. Look how far they'd been. And by the mercy of God, they have turned around. And let us continue to pray for them. Remember when the nation of Israel asked for a king? Instead of being ruled directly by God, the Lord was grieved for the nation rejecting him. That is in 1 Samuel chapter 8. So the previous Obama administration tried to walk away from our unique calling on why this country was founded because we love God. It is by the mercy of God that for 8 years it failed. Instead, we are now having a political revival as well as spiritual revival, economic revival at the hands of God's people. Let us continue. In addition to that, the European nations were dealt with by President Trump. Germany, who was the leading economic power in Europe, was dealt with, and corrupt political leaders were exposed. Trump exposed and dealt with the alignment of Germany with Russia to build a pipeline. NATO was formed, and the presence of our military installations and soldiers in Europe is to protect the European nations, primarily against Russian aggressions. Germany agreed with Russia to build a pipeline for Russia to supply their energy needs. In the meantime, we continue to maintain military bases in Germany to help to protect them from Russia. That is why President Trump have released his plan to withdraw most of our troops in Germany. It makes sense to me. They were dealt with economically. And Poland, who is a Christian nation, aligned themselves with this country, as well as the other Christian nations in the world. United States of America should not be like any other nations on the face of the earth. We must completely submit to the plan of God over our nations, and God will continue to bless this nation as we continue to finance the preaching of the gospel all over the world. And look at the mercy of God. So Germany started experiencing an economic downturn. And last year, the Lord directed me and Joshua to go to Germany to prophesy for economic revival as well as spiritual revival over Germany. Look at the mercy of God. And the driver who picked us from the airport have heard my declaration. He became so emotional. He was touched by it. And the mercy of God and the love of God towards the German people and all the people all over the world is that Germany as a nation is part of our Lord's inheritance. And then God directed me and Joshua to take a trip to France and prophesy protection against terrorist attacks for the revival, and we'll see things manifesting. That is the mercy of God. Don't you forget that. In the midst of major upheavals and negativity and divisiveness, rioting and looting in major cities of this country, set those aside and look at the hand of God. He will never give us up because we are His inheritance. And as long as we continue to obey Him, as long as we continue to trust and believe in Him, there will be a complete turning around of our nation towards righteousness. Focus on that. It is a great news. And you know that just several days ago, the peace accord, the Abraham's Peace Treaty between Israel and United Arab Emirates, brokered by President Trump and then Bahrain, the reconciliation of the descendants of Ishmael and Isaac started manifesting. And look at the economic impact of this peace treaty. As soon as United States of America moved its embassy to Jerusalem, things started taking shape. As far as what God is doing in our country, He will continue to uproot corruption in our government as well as in every sector of society. It is important for Christians in this country to engage in spiritual warfare, and not just by words, but by deeds. We have the authority and power in the name of Jesus to dictate the outcome of this election, to expose the corruption even before the election, with us and by us praying. And you must register and vote, and if at all possible, vote in person. This is the opportunity for many, many years that abortion will be wiped out from our country. We want the move of God to continue in this United States of America as well as the nations all over the world. Let us be the biggest voting bloc in the country and the most reliable. Talk to others and explain to them what is at stake. While the world and the wicked wants division, chaos, and instability in this country, we have the blood of Jesus to defeat them. Faith in action. Get engaged. This is spiritual warfare. There should be no other alternative for us except victory in the ballot box. No other course for us to take other than to tackle the issues that are important to our God, like abortion. Don't ever cast your vote to anyone who supports or promotes abortion in this country. Your vote is your seed, not just for yourself and your family, but for the future of this country. Again, it is our obligation and our responsibility as a Christian to dictate a godly outcome for this upcoming election. And we must rely on the promises of our God, because He remains faithful even when there are times that we have been unfaithful to Him. I want you to meditate on what I shared with you, that the hand of God, the mercy of God upon this country, that He continue to turn this country towards righteousness. God must be hearing our prayer, you and I. Let's continue to be united. Let's continue to pray for everybody. And if we're going to do that, my dear brothers and sisters, what you're going to see is the United States entering its finest hour. Amen. I'm running out of time again. Thank you for listening, and I pray that you will open your hearts and to have an eyes to see and ears to hear to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church in our days. Amen. Join us in our live streaming on Sunday at 10:30 in the morning and at 7 o'clock in the evening, as well as Wednesday services at 7 p.m. Subscribe to our podcast, and you will be informed or notified of any special events, of any Thus Saith the Lord, and you will not be missing any of our live streams then. You can go to our website, sogmi.org. Again, it's sogmi.org. God bless you for tuning in.
Hello, everyone. This is James Sasso with a quick update and announcement. This upcoming Saturday, October 10th, we will be holding a fundraising sale at our church location at 8419 Callahan Road. This fundraiser is to go to better funding our mission work overseas. The timing of this event is from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., so be sure to stop by and check it out. When it comes to payment, we don't just take cash, we have the option for you to pay with your credit or debit card as well. Again, this is at 8419 Callahan Road from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, October 10th. Thank you once again, and I hope to see you there.